and the quantifiable, physical world. As such, these philosophers used every tool and discipline at their disposal, including ethics, logic, biology, the nature of art, the nature of beauty, and especially, political science. For the ancient Greeks, particularly for those in Athens, politics and public life were among the most important going concerns, and their inquiries into ethics frequently focused not just on the individual's duties, but also on the proper ways to lead and govern. Many philosophers wrote and taught in ancient Greece, but this golden era of Greek philosophy is dominated by three of the most famous and influential thinkers in Western history: Socrates, Plato, and Aristotle. Socrates, circa 470 to 399 BC, created much of the framework and methodology for how to approach philosophy and ethics. Among these innovations is the Socratic method. This method is a form of discourse and discussion based entirely on two or more parties asking each other an almost endless array of questions. The goal is to find common ground and highlight any flaws in their arguments so as to get closer to some kind of truth. Socrates thought that this ability is one of the things that separated humans from the rest of the animal kingdom, for we're the only animals capable of logic and reason. Carrying on the Socratic traditions was one of his primary students, Plato, circa 428 to 348 BC. In Athens, Plato formed the first higher learning institution in the West, the Academy. One of his major contributions to moral philosophy is the theory of forms, which explores how humans can live a life of happiness in an ever-changing material world. The third pillar of ancient Greek philosophy is Aristotle, 384 to 322 BC, a student of Plato's at the Academy, and later a professor at the same institution. One of his main theories deals with universals. He proposed whether there were universals and what they might be. This remains a major focus of ethical inquiry today. The theories of these three philosophers created the Western philosophical canon and represent the first major entries into the study of ethics. Philosophy versus moral philosophy: a brief history. While philosophy is ultimately the question of what is and isn't human nature, it is most definitely human nature to wonder. This is something that separates us from other creatures. We are self-aware of our existence and mortality, and we have higher brain functions that give us the ability to reason. The earliest humans most certainly wondered about the same questions that official philosophers and students formerly posed. Why was the earth created? What is it made of? Why are humans here? What is the purpose of it all? How can we live happy lives? To even think about asking these questions is philosophy at its most basic and raw. Philosophers have sought to answer these questions, or at least inch closer to universal truths. These same questions have led to centuries of religious development. Most religions are like philosophy in that they are about the pursuit of answers to the big questions. However, religion is much more likely than philosophy to claim to have the answers. Philosophy is about asking questions, always asking questions. Formal philosophy began in Greece in the 7th century BC. Hundreds of years before Socrates, Plato, and Aristotle would solidify the foundations of Western thought, and even before Confucius and Buddha would do the same in the East, philosophers such as Heraclitus and Anaxagoras were considering the makeup of the universe and the nature of life. Anaxagoras, for example, wrote that there is a portion of everything in everything. That's some very sophisticated thinking, and it's an idea that has resonated throughout the centuries of philosophy and will continue to resonate for centuries to come.